Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Clear, Matt Brogley of Platteville. That's where the Hornets will take over, first and 10 on the offense. Offensive line led by Devin Harris. The guards are Cruz Salazar and Ethan Bindle. Isaac Gauld and Abe Bosworth are the tackles. Jaden Shep, the quarterback. Brenton Baker, Bronson Perkins, and Brady Dosh in the backfield. Wide receivers include Kaizen Schwitzenberg and Liam Fingerson. Here we go. Ball on the near hash mark. Hornets starting with the football on their own 25-yard line. Line is set. And long snap count to get it going. There it is. Back to handoff there. The Hornets with a running playoff left tackle. And they get across the 25 out to around the 28-yard line of Richland Center on the ball carried by Brady Dosh. Several on the tackle for the Hillmen, including Brogley and also, let's see, Hill. It'll bring up second down. And about 7 yards to go for the Hornets. Gain of three, we'll say. Ball is marked around the 28-yard line. The Hornets up to the football here with a second down play. First down territory is around the 35. Richland Center, their own. Awaiting the snap. There it is. And the handoff going for a running play. Dosh is going to be hit in the backfield and brought down by a gang of Platteville Hillmen. First one there was number 30. Number 1, Myron Ryder makes the tackle, and number 66, Gage Kastner. Loss of yardage, loss of around 4. They're back to the 24-yard line, third down and 11 yards to go for the Hornets. So they break huddle and head to the football. Ball is closer to the far hash mark on the Platteville sideline. Two men wide to the near side, and now to the far side, the line getting set. Dosh is just to the left of the quarterback, Jaden Shep. Long snap count, there it is. Fake handoff, now back to throw is Shep. They're coming after him. Pocket breaks down, he's running. Now stops to plant, looks, trying to throw. Jukes another man, coming to the near side, throws. He's got an open man, throws it short to Dosh, who was open on the near side, but Jaden was running for his football life there and almost was tackled by Cam Moore of Platteville. Brings up fourth down and 11. Jaden does a good job of stretching those plays out and making them last a little longer, but that play just ran out of territory and didn't have enough oomph to get it upfield a little bit. Fourth down and 11, and Platteville sending two men back deep to receive. Myron Ryder and Jerron Blevins. Liam Fingerson will do the punting, and the whistle sounds. Officials looking in to see where the football is placed. So time for a moment. And now here we go. Fourth down play coming up for the Hornets. Fourth and 11. Liam Fingerson to punt it away. The Platteville receivers are waiting back around their own 30-yard line. There's the snap. It's low. Picked up by Fingerson. Recovers nicely. Bounces around the Platteville 40 to the 35. Taken there by the return man. Breaks a tackle. 45. Up near midfield. And now spun and dropped. Good coverage by Sean Kolsch of the Hornets. And that's where Platteville will take over to start. They have good field position. But Kolsch saved a few yards. There is a flag on the play. We kind of got used to saying that last week. That's going to be on the Hornets. Illegal procedure. We'll see what the Platteville captains. Yep, they're going to decline that. So Platteville will accept the ball. Probably no surprise. In good field shape. They marked that around Platteville's own 46-yard line. Hornets on the defense. James McGowan, Jake Schlom, and Tate Perkins along the line. Brady Dosh, Holden Grob, and Liam Fingerson, the linebackers. Also, Kaizen Schwitzenberg, Bronson Perkins, Brenton Baker in the defensive secondary, and the cornerbacks are Jaden Shep and Duncan Harper. There's a running play for Platteville. They'll break one tackle, scoot across the 50 to the Richland Center 48-yard line. Tackled by Kaizen Schwitzenberg. The ball carrier was number 2, Tyler Sass. Second down at about 5 yards to go. Good gain for the Hillman on this opening drive. Quick snap from center out of the shotgun. The handoff to Sass. Breakthrough for a first down into Richland center territory. All the way to the 40 to the 38-yard line. So that's where the sticks will move. And Platteville's going kind of that up-tempo hurry up. No huddle now. And they're letting the chain gang catch up now. Getting set to take the snap is the quarterback, Brody Digman. There's the snap from center. Hands off to the first man again, and that is Blevins, I believe. Got across the original line of scrimmage. Down for a gain of 1 to 2 yards. Second down and 8 coming up for the Hillman. Tyler Sass and Brody Digman in the backfield now in the stoppage of play. Official timeout. They're making sure that everybody is caught up here. Again, Platteville is going up tempo. Kind of see maybe some glimpses of how they've been able to score in the 40s. Going up tempo. No score in the game, just underway. 9 minutes remaining in the first. And Platteville in Richland Center territory at the 39. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Digman back. He's going to wing one down the far sideline. It is caught down around the 10. And the receiver, Myron Reiner, is out of bounds. Boy, that was a wing down the line. Jaden Shep, Duncan Harper, usher him out of bounds. And it's first and goal for the Platteville Hillman. The marker. Well, the chain gang is going to have its work cut out tonight. They got to hustle down there and get it. Now the Hillman are going to hand off. Running play over the pile to around the 7-yard line of Richland Center. Blevins is brought down. Olden Grob and company. Second down play. Ball marked around the 7-yard line. There's the snap from center. Quarterback pitches. Coming on the near side, the running back's got the angle, and he's got a Platteville touchdown. Tyler Sass with the touchdown. Platteville goes up 6-0 with 8:42 remaining in the first. Tyler Sass with an 8-yard TD run. And the extra point try is coming up for the Hillman. So a drive that started at their own 46, fairly short field, but they made quick work of it with some big plays. They will break huddle and head to the football. The holder is in place. Sass is the kicker. Low snap. There's the placement. Kick is on the way, and the kick is plenty good. 7-0 Platteville. 8:42 remaining in the opening quarter of area high school football tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Your car works hard for you, so give it the best. Napa Auto and Truck Parts has select Napa antifreeze and coolant to keep your engine running at the perfect temperature. And for a deep internal clean, look no further than Seafoam, starting at just $8.99. But Napa's more than just fluids. Stop by for their 11-ounce cans of free, all deep penetrating oil, now just $9.99, to handle those tough jobs. Get what you need to take care of your car, truck, or lawnmower at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Napa, your trusted source for quality parts.
Quick score by Platteville as they drive and take a 7-0 lead, 8:42 remaining in the opening quarter of area high school football. Brought to you by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Onalaska leads Baraboo 29-7 at half. Sauk Prairie 12-7 on Lakeside Lutheran in the second quarter. As mentioned, Reedsburg and Holman tied at 14. Many games just getting underway. The Royal and Hillsboro game under a lightning delay until about a half hour or so, it sounds like. We're good here. Looking around at some clouds, but we're hoping that they're just going to keep on keeping on. Platteville will kick off for the second time tonight. Harper and Baker back deep for the Hornets to receive. Platteville breaking huddle and now heading to the football. Kicker is Tyler Sass. This guy does it all, it seems. There's the kick. Again, it goes to the far side, going to angle toward the out-of-bounds line, and it bounces just out of bounds. Close. Duncan Harper let it go. That's a live football, and had it not taken one more flop, he would have had to pick that up. So it'll come back to the 35-yard line. That's where RC will take over for its second possession of the evening. fifth week of the high school football season, and we are pleased to be on the air with you tonight. Our engineer, Mr. Fabulous, is the full night of football coverage, including Football Friday Night from the Wisconsin Radio Network. They will have that for us coming up, and that will be at, after this one, until 11 o'clock, and then join us for the Mr. Fabulous post. We'll have that for you here on the radio. First and 10, Hornets from their own 35-yard line. Jaden Shep, the quarterback, looks it over, now under center, awaiting the long snap count. There it is. Hand off, going for a running play. Coming this way, Dodge, stiff arms one. Breaks a tackle, 35-40, up to around the 43 before he's driven out of bounds by the Hillman. Number 23, Evan Johnson, is there. It's a good gain for Brady Dodge, especially on a first down play. Gain of nearly 8 yards. Second down play coming up here for the Hornets. Getting some positive yardage. Platteville, hard to believe they can be as good as they've been on their offensive side, but then the defense, not so good, and it's some of the same players. The team is up to the football now. The Hornets with second down and short yardage for their own 43. Handoff, Dosh cradles that football, hits a wall right around the 45-yard line. It'll be close to a first down. Nearside official eyeballing it, saying that they've got it. But the far down marker still says third down. And now looks like they're going to move it. So first and 10 for the Hornets. Get a nice first down, and they're resting the football right around the 45. Richland center zone, the Hornets nearing midfield, trailing 7-0 in this one from Avitus Rip Field tonight. There's a snap from center, handoff, running off left tackle, not much. There's a wall of Hillman there, and the running back is brought down. That was Bronson Perkins. Perkins, number 4 on his jersey. And so, not much of a gain. They'll give him a slight gain to around the 45, 46-yard line area for Richland Center. Hornets up to the football. Three men wide to the far side, one man to the stadium side, and Brady Dosh directly behind Jaden Shep, who will start out of the shotgun. Devin Harris is the center. There's the snap, back to throw. Shep plants, good protection. It's tipped and almost intercepted by Platteville. Evan Johnson got a hand on that ball. Pass was intended for Brady Dosh coming out of the backfield. And again, it was just tipped enough to kind of scoot the other way. Stops the clock with 7:24 remaining here in the first. Platteville leading it by a score of 7-0 here tonight. And the Hillman coming up to the football on the defense. Hornets still awaiting in the offense and now head to the football. Evan Harris and company up to the football. Three men wide to the left side, and awaiting a snap is Jaden Shep. Shep, long snap count. Switzenberg down here on the right side after going in motion. There's the snap. Back to throw is Shep. Looking over, the pocket's breaking down. He's going to run it near side. Now throws it. It is going to be caught for a first down by the Hornets. Good catch there by Bronson Perkins. And Shep bought some time, got to the right side, and RC moves the chains again. Ball is into the area of the 40-yard line of the Platteville Hillman. First down for the Hornets. Looking pretty good here on this particular drive, trying to keep it going. So Richland Center up to the football. Wasted a little time driving toward the south end zone here in the opening quarter of football, trying to match that early score by Platteville. First and 10, Richland Center. Shep fakes the handoff, going to run it himself on a quarterback bootleg. He's across the 35 to the 30 and then brought down to the Platteville 28-yard line. Good run by Jaden Shep. Caught by Myron Ryder, and the sticks will move on again. So 11-yard gain on the quarterback keeper by Jaden Shep. Shep making his move on that left side. The Hornets, excellent play call there. Platteville is kind of zoned in the middle and looking at Brady Dosh. Hornets getting up and getting set. Moving in motion now is Bronson Perkins. Three men in the backfield, including Shep, the quarterback. There's the snap. It's high. The pitch comes to Brady Dosh. Follows a block from Schwitzenberg. Breaks the end down to around the 20-yard line of Platteville to the 19 before he's ushered out of bounds by Tyler Sass. And the sticks will move on again. Nice job by the Hornets getting that block on the outside there and getting the job done. So now they are into the red zone. Today's red zone coverage brought to you by Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. No leaks, no fumbles, just results. RC up to the football, awaiting the snap from center now. Platteville struggling to get in on the defense now. They're kind of switching Ds. They've got three down linemen more in the backfield right now. Hornets running out of the eye. There is the handoff to the second man through, Brady Dosh, and he's going to be galloped up there right around the 15-yard line. Gain of about 3 yards. Dosh helped up. So several Hillmen on the tackle for Platteville, trying to make the stop. The Hornets trying to answer that early score, trailing 7-0 in the red zone of the 16-yard line of the Platteville Hillmen. RC spending some time in committee, and they look good on this drive, mixing up the play calls. Had the one strong pass to get him a first down. One pass that was tipped, otherwise they've been primarily on the ground. Brenton Baker splits out wide to the left side. Jaden Shep looks it over. He'll run out of the shotgun. He's got a back on each side, and there's the snap. Handoff, Brady Dosh cutting left side around the left tackle down to around the 11-yard line. We'll see where they mark it all down. Brady Dosh stopped after a gain of a couple. So it's third down and 5 yards to go for a first down. Richland Center must get to around the 8-yard line. Hornets running the play in from the near side. Leif Morris into the huddle now. Third down, Richland Center. Platteville territory. Clock down to 5:08 remaining in the first quarter. It's moving quickly. Everybody set on the near side. Hornets run out of the eye. Jaden Shep under center. There's the snap. Shep hands off. Dosh left tackle. Gets around one tackler. Gets around. Does not get around the second. He got to the 9-yard line. He will be close to the first down. He almost broke it. Brought down on the quick outside move. Gage Kastner of Platteville. Fourth down and about a yard or two. You got a mark just inside the 10-yard line. Yeah, so the Hornets need to get to the 8 for the first down. See what they decide to do in this situation. Will Weiss runs the play in. Fourth down for Richland Center. Fourth and about 2 yards from the Platteville 10-yard line. Shep will operate out of the shotgun. There's the snap. Back to throw. Looks things over. He dances from the pocket to the right side. Looks back across the field. Platteville coming after him. Shep on the near side trying to run with it. And now tries to keep it. Runs down the sideline. Leans in. Going to be close to a first down. Shep on the run. And now we got a Platteville player that goes down after a tackle. So number 23, Evan Johnson, is on the sidelines and injured. We'll see where the officials mark that. It might be close enough for a measurement. And the trainer is going to come out to have a look at the injured Platteville player. So as they do that, they're going to also bring the chains in. So both teams going to their sidelines. Platteville leading it by a score of 7-0. We have 3:57 remaining in the opening quarter of area high school football tonight. Here come the chain gang members from the far side. They're going to stretch it out. We'll let you know here. First-hand knowledge whether the Hornets got a first down on that run by Shep. Chain is stretched out. It'll be close. And it looks like the Hornets did not get it. Platteville stops him. Wow, that was close. Hornets will turn it over on downs. And Platteville will have it for its second possession of the night. Leading 7-0 We'll be back with more in a moment. To Avitus Rip Field, you're listening to high school football coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Big savings are rolling in at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Now, through September 30th, get up to $10,500 off pre-ordered savings on roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Plus, trade in and get up to a $1,500 allowance on select disc binds. Visit Simpson's Tractor today, where hay and forage savings are in full swing.
The injured Platteville Hillman, Evan Johnson, being taken off the field by his teammates, taken to the sidelines, not able to put a lot of weight on his right leg. So he'll be out of the ball game, and Platteville looking to replace him here. Join us for the halftime report, sponsored by Dairyland Transportation. We'll bring you up to date on some things going on in Richland Center football, volleyball, and cross country land. And also, we'll talk about some football notes, some games of the week with Travis Wilson of Bound, Wisconsin. That's coming up at halftime. Platteville takes over. Ball is on their own 10-yard line. So their back is against the wall a little bit. Quarterback is Brody Digman. There's the handoff, the running play, and not much going for the running back. Might have lost a yard. Good coverage by the Hornets. And let's see. No gain on the play. Several Hornets were back on that one. Will Weiss, number 16, on the defense as well. Platteville on the hurry up again. Second down and about 10 yards to go. There's the snap to Digman. Throws behind the line of scrimmage. It's caught, and Sass turns upfield, gets to the 10, up to around the 14-yard line before he is brought down by Brady Dosh. So it is a small gain for Platteville. Mostly Sass and Blevins, the ball carriers. Also Myron Ryder. Tight end is Will Zielinski and Graydon Roberts. Third down and about 4 yards to go. There's the snap, fake handoff. Digman is going to air one down the sideline. He's got a man overshot him at the 50-yard line intended for Jerron Blevins. Duncan Harper, step-to-step coverage right there. Platteville's line includes Lucas Hugel at center, Ethan Burggraf and Gage Kastner. Also Landon Donahue and Cam Moore on the line. That brings up fourth down for Platteville, and they will talk about putting it back to the Hornets. 7-0 Platteville in the lead in this one at Avitus Rip Field. Fifth week of the season. Again, it's warm and muggy. Nice to be able, though, to sit in short sleeve shirts, not worry about jackets, and sit here with the booth windows open, which I get kind of testy when it gets cold and they still have them open. I try to shut them wherever I am. Fourth down play. There's a snap from center, taken back by the goal line, and now a punt by Sass is going to get some air under it. Caught by the Hornets right around the 43-yard line, and a missed tackle, and the Hornets are going to get to the 40-yard line at Platteville, and a quick return by Brenton Baker. So Baker returns that, and the Hillmen give it back to the Hornets. Richland Center's third possession, best starting position of the night. They had started at their own 25, their own 35, and now starting at the Platteville 41-yard line. Hornet drive previously stalling inside the Platteville 10-yard line. But after some good defense, RC gets it back. Maybe getting ahead a little bit in the field position game. First and 10 for Richland Center. Ball at the Platteville 41-yard line. Hornet line is up. Now joining them is Jaden Shep. He'll take the snap from under center out of the I formation. Awaiting the snap. There it is. Handoff going to Brady Dosh. Cradles the football right up the gut. Crosses the 40 down to the 38-yard line of Platteville. Dosh just hammering away there. Tackle is made on the other side by number 8, Will Zielinski. Second down, Richland Center. 2:18 remaining in the first quarter. RC will rush the play in from the sideline. Second down. Ball at the 38-yard line. Hornets now in session. They'll get down and get lined up, and Shep under center. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Shep's going to run it on the quarterback option. Pitches out to Baker. Baker down the sideline. 30, 25. That's a first down for the Hornets into Platteville territory around the 21-yard line. Brenton Baker, nice job on the run. And the Hornets seal the deal on the left side. Ethan Bindle, number 64, pulling out there and making some traffic blockage not be there. Kaizen Switzenberg runs the play in for the near side. First down for the Hornets in Platteville territory. They're at the 23-yard line with a minute 47 remaining in the first quarter. RC up to the football. Two men wide to the stadium side. The line is set. Long snap count. Jaden Shep on this first down play will hand off, and Dosh tries to go on a counter play, and he is going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Zielinski is there, and also Cam Moore caught him from behind. Second down and 11 for the Hornets. Loss of a couple of yards. They're back at the Platteville 24-yard line. Richland Center shuttling the plays in from the stadium side. And now they'll hustle the football. Second down and about 12 yards to go from the 24-yard line of Platteville. RC looking it over. Everyone is set now. A man in motion for the Hornets. Long snap count. There it is. There's the snap. And Shep's going to take it himself. Schwitzenberg and Dosh trying to get a block for him. And then he runs into a wall from Platteville. Got back maybe close to the line of scrimmage. He's back at the 25, so no, he lost another yard or so. And Platteville filling the holes. Cam Moore, number 72, coming up through the middle. And Gage Kastner, third down. And 13 yards to go for the Hornets. Not able to crack the code here against this Hillman team. We're down to 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. A big third down conversion is coming up. Hornets trying to make the move here and keep the ball rolling. Hornets up to the football. Both sides doing a little cheering here. Shep looks it under, gets the mouth guard in. He'll be taking it out of the shotgun, and now the Hornets let the quarter run out. It gets down to zero. That's it for one quarter. We'll be back in a minute with the Hornets' third down conversion attempt at the other end of the field. 7-0 Platteville leads after one on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
No one's scored in the ball game so far. A Tyler Sass 8-yard run by Platteville, and his extra point kick has the Hillman up 7-0. Hornets trying to answer, trying to counter with the ball in Platteville territory. Third down, 13 yards to go for Richland Center from the Platteville 25-yard line. Shep and Dosh in the backfield. A man on each side split out. Third down call, man in motion from the far side. There's the snap. Shep fakes the pitch, now runs to the near side, and he's going to throw it down toward the goal line, and it is caught by the Hornets, and did it get it? Yeah, he got it inside the 5-yard line. A great catch by Brenton Baker. Wow, running out of bounds. Caught it over the shoulder. Yeah, you won't see one on Saturday. College football is any better than that. What a nice catch and a good throw from Shep. I was just watching and worried whether he was going to stay in bounds or not, but he did. Hornet, first down in Richland Center, knocking on the proverbial door now. The ball is marked inside the Platteville 5-yard line at the 4. First and goal to go for the Hornets. The line is set. Platteville digging in. There's the snap from center, and there's a handoff. Running play. Dosh trying to get around the corner, and he won't, as he's going to be brought down. Platteville doing a good job of extending that play and slipping off the block and bringing him down. Joe Scanlon on the stop. Second down and goal to go from right around the 5-yard line of Platteville. Hornets earlier had the ball all the way down to Platteville's 9-yard line before turning it over on goal, or on downs, I should say. First and goal, but couldn't get it done. The Hornets run the play in from the near side. Will Weiss into the fold, and now the teams will break huddle. Second down from the 5-yard line at Platteville. Richland Center looking to get it done right here. Shep looks it over. He'll be operating out of the shotgun. There's the snap. Quarterback hands off. Running play. Dosh bounces. Spins. Won't get there, and he's going to lose some yardage. Brady Dosh, nowhere to go. Spun into the ground by Platteville's tackler, Gage Kastner. Kastner was like he almost knew the snap count or something. Got in there so quickly and spun the running back around. So it brings up a third down. Goal to go from the 10-yard line. Hornets may have to resort to through the air, which they've had some success in. Morris brings the play from the near side. Third down and goal from the 10 for Richland Center. They will break huddle and head to the football. RC with three men wide to the near side and Shep in the backfield, joined by Perkins. Long snap count. There it is. Back to throw is Shep, dumps it over the middle, caught by Schwitzenberg, and he's brought down at the 6-yard line. Open field tackle by Myron Ryder brings down Kaizen Schwitzenberg, and the Hornets have it fourth down and goal to go from right around the 6-yard line. So a fourth down coming up here for Richland Center. Boy, it just doesn't get easier, and Platteville really tightening up that defense as the Hornets get deeper into the red zone. So Richland Center in committee. Ball. Hornets on the near side. Ball in the near hash mark. Shep will operate from under center. Fourth down, goal to go from the Platteville 6-yard line. Here we go. There is the snap. Shep fakes the handoff to Dosh. Rolling, far side. Throws toward the goal line, and it is incomplete. And the Hornets, for a second time, will turn it over on downs inside the Platteville 10-yard line. My goodness. Tough sledding. Platteville's defense is certainly not renowned this year, but they're looking pretty good here tonight, making some plays when they have to. Turn it over on downs, and Platteville will take over at the 6-yard line. This is the third possession on offense for Platteville. Leading the ball game 7-0. Ball in the near hash mark, and the Hillmen will try to get a little breathing room now. RC digging in. Platteville, they are set at the line. Brody Digman takes the snap and then hands off left side. The running back's not got a lot of room, and he's brought down for a safety. The Hornets score a safety. How about that? Nice job by Richland Center. Jaden Shep and company making the stop, and the Hornets get the safety. All right, so that's the way to get on the scoreboard. If you can't score on the offense, running back just, it was one of those plays that just stretched out and stretched out. Brody Digman back, the quarterback, really trying to fake. In fact, he even went back and was faking like he had the ball and threw the football. But Shep, not fooled. Hornets get the safety. And that comes with 9 minutes remaining in the second. So it is 7-2. And Platteville will turn it right back. Hillman will talk it over. Platteville will kick the football. And Richland Center will get it back again. 7-2 ball game. Yeah, kind of an odd score. Anytime you add the safety in there, it is. Let's see if we can get the Phil Nee flip phone ready to go. Hopefully I charged it. River Valley and Lancaster tied at 14 in the first. That's a good game. New Glarus 21-0 on Broadhead Judah. Ithaca and Cashton are scoreless at the end of the first quarter. Highland 16, Kickapoo Lafarge 0. Wonnewoc Weston leading Belmont 14-6 in the first quarter. Onalaska 36-7 over Baraboo as well on the Phil Nee flip phone. Let's see what else is going on. Reedsburg and Holman under a lightning delay. Stands and field empty right now. Again, we learned that they had a delay in Elroy at Royal with Royal and Hillsboro because of lightning tonight. Fortunately, nothing like that in our neighborhood. Let's keep it that way, Mother Nature. So back deep to receive will be Brenton Baker and Duncan Harper. And the Hillman will punt it after giving up the safety to Richland Center. Hornets should get it back with pretty good field position. Tyler Sass getting in the huddle, and the Platteville Hillman are back behind him. Sass with the hand up, and let's see what he decides to do here. Actually got the ball in a tee. Waiting the whistle. Takes a long time here. All right, there it is. So the kicker is back in the huddle, and now everybody gets out and gets set. Tyler Sass will kick it back to the Hornets, and Platteville getting out and about and now forming the line. Tyler Sass with the approach, and there's a good kick end over end going to be taken by the Hornets around their own 30-yard line. And Baker to the 40, up to the 50. Baker brought down just inside Platteville territory at the 49. A flag flies late. Flag flies. Tackle was made by Platteville's number 44, Matt Rogley. So we'll wait and see what that is all about. Baker with the good return. Hornets have looked good on their special teams. So Richland Center will have a little bit better advantage. The flag is going to go against Platteville. Marking it from the 50. Stepping it off to the 40. They're not stopping there. They are stepping it off to the 35-yard line. 15-yard penalty. It came on the tackle. So the Hornets start at their own 35-yard line after getting a safety. And now they'll work to the football. 7-2, Platteville in the lead. One man wide to the left for the Hornets. And Shep will take the snap from under center. There's the snap. Fakes the handoff. Shep going to run it himself on the near side with the left hand. Now he runs to the right side and tucks it in. And he gets across the line of scrimmage for maybe a yard. Going side to side. And Platteville, it looks like, has another injured player on the field. They had one earlier. So the trainer being kept quite busy here this evening. And both teams will go to the sidelines. Timeout for injury. 7-2. Platteville leading. Hornets have the football. It's inside the Platteville 35 and around the 33. This is high school football from WRCO Sports.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay it forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Other scores on the Filney flip phone. It's 8-0 River Ridge over Riverdale, end of the first quarter. Also, let's see. It's a 14-0 Cuba City lead at the end of the first. So they are continuing on with a good game there. 30-0 Highland leads Kickapoo LaFarge. That's in the second quarter. Waniwak Weston and Belmont tied at 14. That is in the second quarter. Here we go. It's a chance for the Hornets now to try to get back and get a score. They've not been able to get anything in the end zone, the offense, although they've been close. Second down and 8 yards to go from the 33-yard line to Platteville. There's the snap from center. Hand off. Brady Dosh running right side. Puts the shoulder down inside the 30 to around the 28-yard line of Platteville. Brought down by Will Zielinski. Third down and about 4 yards to go for a first down for the Hornets. Brady Dosh, who's been a real workhorse for Richland Center, having a great senior season. Here comes Will Weiss in from the sideline with a play. Hornets face with another third down conversion attempt right here. So Richland Center up to the football. Looking it over is Shep. Long snap count. There it is. And the handoff going on a counter play. Hornets coming back to the near side, and Platteville reads it well. Not much of a gain, if any, for the running back. And so Brenton Baker is brought down, and yeah, it's going to be short of the first down by about 3 yards. Fourth down and three for Richland Center. 7:09 remaining here in the first half of area high school football action from WRCO. Next week we'll be at River Valley for the Blackhawks homecoming, and guess who they play? Richland Center. That'll be a great ball game. Should be evenly matched. I've seen both teams this year. Hornets face with a fourth down conversion again on this drive. Fourth down and three from the 27 of Platteville. Shep awaits the snap. There it is, and the pitch going to Brady Dosh. He's got a man to block for him, runs to the right side, and he's ushered out of bounds, but got a first down. Great play. Good job by the Hornets all around. Kyson Schwitzenberg helping out there to get the lead block. And several others on that right side. Good job. Ethan Bindle is out there as well. 64, first down for the Hornets. Inside the Platteville, 25-yard line at the 23. RC has had the ball the majority of moments with the safety and then getting the ball right back, trying to work on the Hillman, and that's good because as high-scoring of a machine Platteville is, we've only scored 7 points, and the Hornets controlling the clock here, doing a good job keeping the ball out of the hands of Platteville. Back to throw is Shep. He's in trouble. Breaks out of the pocket. Throws on the run, and it's over the head of the intended receiver. Not too far from the intercept attempt by Myron Ryder. So that was intended for Brendan Baker, and it is incomplete. First down and 10 for the Hornets. 6:26 remaining in the first half. RC will huddle up and get into committee. We'll talk about the Hornet volleyball team and where they're going tomorrow at halftime. Well, they had a nice win against River Valley last night in 5 sets. That was really some good volleyball. Really enjoyed that. That's during the Dairyland Transportation Halftime Report, delivering an exceptional experience on every move. Second down play from the 23-yard line. Richland Center huddling up and now getting out to the line. The line is set. Awaiting the snap from center. And now Shep rolls back, ball to the right half. And he's going to pitch it, and it's going to be nothing going. Platteville reads it well. It brings down the running back, Renton Baker. They are reading that quarterback option extremely well, and the Hornets lose on that play. Third down, back of the 28-yard line of Platteville. Clock rolling down to 6 minutes remaining here in the first half. 7-2, Platteville in the lead here tonight at Avitus Rip Field in front of a big crowd. Man, it's good to see so many people out here. Timeout is taken. We'll be back with more in a moment. This is high school football tonight, courtesy of WRCO Radio Sports Boosters. We'll be back in 1 minute with more from WRCO and WRCO.com.
It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin. Now through September 30th, get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Installed for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of 8 tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. It is a 7-2 lead for the Richland Center Hornets, or for Platteville, I should say, the Richland Center Hornets with the football, but they're kind of going in the wrong direction. Trailing by 5, it's a third down and about 15 yards to go from the 28-yard line of Platteville. Richland Center with its fourth possession of the half, trying to make hay with it. Shep will operate out of the shotgun. There's the snap, rolling with it to the stadium side, then stops, and now runs to the right side. He's got a little room, gets to the 20, inside to the 19-yard line. Jaden Shep with a strong run, brought down by Platteville's Eli Abgenorth. That'll bring up a fourth down and about 6 yards to go for Richland Center. Ball at the 19-yard line. We'll see what Richland Center decides to do. They do have probably the length to kick one here, but probably going to decide to try and go for the gusto here with a throw. And they've been all right in this department, except down around the goal line. They're in the red zone, sponsored on WRCO Radio by the good folks at Wirtz. Nice job. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating in the red zone area, and here we go. Fourth down. Shep back to throw. He's in trouble. Rolls to the near side. Gets away and follows a nice block. Runs to it himself, and he's going down the sideline. Shep cuts inside. First down. Keeping it going. Down around the goal line. He's close. He's got a touchdown. What a run on a scramble by Jaden Shep, and the Hornets take the lead. My, oh, my. Kept it going. A couple of good blocks by his lineman. And in a situation like that, you've got to be very careful as a lineman not to accidentally get somebody in the back or, you know, an illegal block and nullify something like that. But it was straight up. Got a couple of good blocks there. Abe Bosworth helping to pave the way, and Devin Harris as well. So for Richland Center, they will try to kick the extra point. The kicker is Leif Morris, number 18. Awaiting the snap from center of the holder. Long snap count, there it is. Good snap, placement is made, kick is on the way, and the kick is good. Richland Center takes the lead at 9-7. 4:42 remaining in the first half of high school football from WRCO Radio Sports.
Proud to serve our local community.
City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
Hornets score on what we'd call a broken play in the old days. There was just nothing there, and it was not a design play, it didn't look like, for Shep. He faked the pitch and then came to the near side, and there was enough there, so he just kept back to the other side and kept on going and got around the end, and he's got good speed and a good nose for the end zone, got in there, and the Hornets lead by two in a wild and wacky one here tonight, 9-7. Not as weird and wild and wacky as last week. The Hornets have the lead now with 4:42 remaining before halftime. Leif Morris will kick off after the successful extra point. Gets the whistle. And here's the kick. A short one is going to scamper around the field and now going to be covered right around the 36-yard line by Platteville. Not necessarily an onside kick, but kept it on the ground, hoping that it might bounce off someone. Briggs Weigel for Platteville recovers. That'll bring up a fourth down, or fourth possession of the night for Platteville, and they'll take over. Hornets score the last two times on a safety and a touchdown on offense. Platteville taking over at its own 36-yard line. There's the snap from center. Digman hands off. The running back is up the gut. Not much going for the Hornets as they stack him up and drop him on a nice play. Tackle made by Brenton Baker. Running back Tyler Sass. Second down and about 9 yards to go for Platteville. Ball marked at the 37-yard line. Their own second down play. There's the snap, and then a running play to the near side for Tyler Sass. Cuts upfield, pushes his way to the 45-yard line, close to a first down. Sass with a good run. Brady Dosh and company helping him up. Dosh is there along with Tate Perkins. Guys in Switzenberg like to see that sportsmanship. Help each other up. Teague Perkins was very good at that the last few years. Always enjoyed watching him play and always helped up his opponent. Third down play, there's the snap from center. The quarterback throws it. It's caught left side, and now Sass is going to move ahead for a first down and then be bounced out of bounds by the Hornets right around the midfield line. Tyler Sass doing it all, and now a whistle as the ball is retrieved from the sidelines. Not a lot of penalties in this one. Out of bounds, stops the clock with 3:29 remaining in the first. And as soon as the official puts the ball down, Platteville is ready to snap it. Going with that no-huddle offense. First and 10 from the 49. Hand off. Nope, they're going to throw it over the middle. They got a man. They got a man wide open, and he's going to go all the way for a touchdown. Beat the Hornet defense, and Jerron Blevins catches it. And it covers 49 yards, and Platteville takes the lead. Less than a minute after the Hornets scored. Wow. Big throw by Digman. 49-yard pass play. And he sold it really well. Looked like he was handing off the football and then gunned it. One of the Hornet defenders in the defense fell down there, and the other one just couldn't quite make the tackle, and Blevins was gone. So Platteville will talk about it. They take the lead at 13-9. Trying to go up 14-9 as they kick it, but I believe Platteville is going to use a timeout. We'll keep it here for this one. Digman to Blevins and a 49-yard pass play. This comes with 3:21 remaining in the first half. Both teams going to the sidelines. Also on the Phil Nee flip phone, Cuba City leading Southwestern East Dubuque 14-0. Highland up on Kickapoo LaFarge, 36-0. River Ridge, 16. Riverdale, nothing. And that's in the second quarter. North Crawford with a big win today over Monticello, 56-0. At last word, Wanniwaq Weston and Belmont were tied at 14. At last word, River Valley and Lancaster were tied at 14. Good ball game there. Lots of good ones going on in Southwest Wisconsin. All right, Platteville back to do the honors with 3:21 remaining here before halftime. The holder is Brad Rupp. The kicker is Tyler Sass. There's the snap. Good placement is made, and the kick is good. Going to boot that one all the way to Muscadet. I'll tell you, big kick, and that's going to be through the uprights for the score, and that makes it a 14-9 Platteville lead. 3:21 remaining before halftime. This is high school football from WRCO Sports.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams' field trips and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Autoworks.
Platteville giving us a glimpse of how they have scored so many points, and they can strike quickly. My goodness. So the Hornets will be out for the kickoff receive after the most recent Platteville score. They've had two touchdowns, an 8-yard run by Sass, and now the 49-yard pass play from Brody Digman to Jerron Blevins. Hornets have scored on a safety and then also on a Jaden Shep 19-yard run on the quarterback keeper. Platteville looking it over now. They'll put the ball in the tee, and Tyler Sass will get it in play. Duncan Harper back deep to receive, along with Brenton Baker for Richland Center. The Hornets up along the 10-yard line and their deepest point. Sass and the Hillman break huddle. Leading 14-9, 3:21 remaining in the first half. Tyler Sass with the approach, the run-up, and now he'll kick it end over end. It's going to be taken by one of the shorter men up around the 25, up to the 30, and then brought down around the 29-yard line is the return man. And there's a flag on the far side of the field. Play was covered up there, and now time to assess that latest flag. We'll see what they say about that. Caden Stibbe was the man who recovered it. He is a sophomore running back and safety. Penalty is against Richland Center. That'll back the Hornets up a little bit. Like a good group of the exchange students are here. We got a nice group again this year, Richland Center High School. We just made arrangements today to have them on the air for a morning show coming up. Always fun to learn about what they've got going here in Richland Center and in America and what they do back home, where they're from. After the penalty, the ball is placed back at the 20-yard line. It's a 15-yarder. Yeah, the Hornets had the ball at the 35, so that makes quite a difference for their fifth possession of the first half. 14-9 Platteville. 3:15 remaining in the first half of area football tonight. Hornets break committee and now head to the football. Ball is at their own 20-yard line. Shep looks it over. Harris set to snap the ball. The rest of the line is set. Hand off for a running play going to the right side. Dosh bounces out off the outside. Breaks a tackle. First down. Keeping it going. 40, 45, 50. Right down around the 48-yard line of Platteville. Brady Dosh with a great, great run right there. That's a good, solid 30-yard run. And the Hornets move the chains. From the sidelines, Bronson Perkins will usher the play. Just good move by Dosh. Just bounced off. There was nothing there. And then bounced around the edge. And the Hornets have been able to do that to teams some this year, getting that, beating them around the corners and getting some pay dirt there. And they did right away. And this first set of downs. And they've got the ball at the 50-yard line with a lot shorter field. 3:05 remaining in this first half. Hornet line is set. Jaden Shep awaiting the snap from center. There it is. And he hands off a running play. That's to Bronson Perkins. Not much doing, and he's brought down for a loss of maybe a yard. Tackle made by Cam Moore of Platteville. Second down and 11 yards to go. RC back in its own territory at the 49-yard line. Mini cheer camp this week, and lots of cheerleaders down there cheerleading. I'm surprised to see Bill Twining down there. There's a snap from center. Back to throw is Jaden Shep. Shep dances out of the pocket, nowhere to go, and now makes a move this way, breaks another tackle. Shep still on his wheels, steps back, tries to throw it. They've got him brought down around the midfield line. Got back to around the line of scrimmage. Several blocks were thrown out there. They just kept trying to get Jaden a clear path, and there was just nowhere to go. So actually lost a yard, third down play. Now, Bill should have been there last week when they had the alumni cheer. That was good numbers of alumni cheerleaders. And tonight they've got some of the youngsters that have had a chance to work with the current high schoolers through this week. That brings out even more of a crowd, too, when the youngsters are out here, grandmas and grandpas. And it is Parents' Night for the band this evening. They'll be introduced at halftime, which is 2:18 away. Richland Center, third down from the 47-yard line. Three men wide to the left side, one man far to the side, far side, and now Jaden Shep will take it out of the shotgun, backs up to the 35. Screen play, caught by Baker, breaks a tackle, breaks another, gets to the 50, to the 49 of Platteville, and the Hillman bring him down. Baker brought down.